also seen a mass deployment of community police to replace MONUSCO in South Kivu. And this was part of the MONUSCO DRC disengagement plan. The government had begun to take action on a disarmament, demobilization, community recovery and stabilization program to, as I've said, reduce the number of weapons in circulation and to promote the reintegration of former militia members into society. Unfortunately, all of these efforts have proven to be in vain. With regard to allegations of sexual violence, including rape, alleged to have been perpetrated by state officials and state representatives, we have statistics with regard to the number of prosecutions and sentencings for such cases in the east of the country, particularly in North and South Kivu and Ituri. On the humanitarian response, the government has enacted the following measures. An action plan has been drafted and rolled out to bolster the humanitarian response by the Ministry for Social Affairs and Humanitarian Action, with one of the key planks of that strategy being tackling gender-based violence. The government, in partnership with humanitarian actors, has provided subsistence means to limit women, displaced women and girls' exposure to the risk of sexual violence by promoting via different projects their economic autonomy and empowerment. This is particularly true in the Bulengo IDP camp. 9,500 women have benefited from assistance to promote their economic and social reintegration and empowerment. This process is still ongoing, but it is at risk given the prevailing situation. The child protection and the units for child protection and prevention of gender-based violence takes the guise of enhanced training for existing police units, and we're still pursuing that in those regions which have not fallen to the current wave of violence. The police handbook and procedures include sections recalling to them the provisions of the zero sexual abuse and violence tolerance policy, so the zero tolerance policy. A second five-year plan, a 2.0 five-year plan for police ethics, behavior and combating and investigating cases of sexual and gender-based violence is being rolled out. The current revised edition is being assessed. Thank you.